Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And then little did you know, a couple of years later, that player comes to your team. It happens a lot now in sports, and it's always very uncomfortable. You know, you ripped that guy for so many years, you didn't like that guy, and then all of a sudden, things just work out, and that guy ends up on your team. And earlier this morning, Sean and I were thinking about something that would affect Tiki Barber in a very dramatic way.
What about me?
Oh, yes, you.
Why are you guys thinking about me?
Who else are we going to think about?
My wife's out of town. I'm thinking about you.
Uh-oh.
There is a situation emerging in the city of Dallas that is quite fascinating. The fact that the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott will not be discussing any kind of contract extension, mm-hmm. which leads to this planet that a year from now, Dak will get to free agency. He will be a true NFL free agent. So imagine this scenario. The Giants don't draft a quarterback at six. They play it out with DJ and Drew Locke. Things don't work out. They clean cut Daniel Jones, not too bad of a cap hit. And they look at the draft of 25. They look at the free agent market, and they say, you know who'd be perfect for us? Dak Prescott.
Here we go!
And then Tiki Barber, for all the critical things he has said about Dak, will have to put his arms around him as a Giant legend and say, welcome to New Jersey, pal.
I cannot envision that happening. There's no way I would endorse that. There's no way that I would get behind that. Because you got a 30-plus-year-old quarterback. So Giants don't take a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
That's what we're assuming.
Yeah.
And they don't like Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders or whoever else is on the free agent market next year that's young enough.
That's right. And they have a stud number one receiver that they've taken in this draft.
Exactly. And so what we're going to say is that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane mm-hmm. are going to risk their careers without ever having drafted a quarterback. Yeah, no thank you.
Nothing.
Here we go!
Hold on, though, Tiki. I think that I've read you pretty well here on this build-up to the draft. It feels like you got your right foot in, you got your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about.
And do the hokey-pokey and I turn myself around.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
You have basically pretended, or not, I'm sorry, pretended is the wrong word. You have been against drafting a quarterback and given off the idea that you're a little scared to jump in. Giants shouldn't be taking a quarterback.
They have a quarterback.
So that's what it comes down to, the Daniel Jones.
So for me, I can't help but be the businessman. I just can't.
It's you're
just
a businessman.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. I can't help but look at it. I can't help but think about all the other things that the Giants need to do instead of spending an asset, a draft pick, on a quarterback when you already have one under contract. Now, to me, I am not the alarmist, fire my coach if he hasn't figured it out in 3 years. He's gone. You guys suck. Strip this whole thing down. Start over. To me, that's such a loser mentality. And almost every sport and every team and every city, that's what they scream for. To me, it's stupid. It takes much longer to establish winning than that. Some teams do it really quickly. Some coaches do it really quickly. Others don't, especially when the roster has been decimated like the Giants has been. So for me to think about taking a quarterback while you have one that's making $40 million a year and he's still under contract for three more seasons, this one included, it doesn't make sense to me to go draft his replacement. So build up the team, See if he has it. If he doesn't, then you move on from him and you make this decision next year.
But hold on. That's what's leading to this uncomfortable thing you're going to deal with a year from now.
But to me, Dak Prescott is not that guy.
Okay.
I've seen Dak Prescott fail in a lot of situations. Right? He's been great. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. Is he worth it every penny? I guess so.
But in these postseason games, he's come up short. But
he's going to be 32 years old when that happens. Now, that's not old, but I think his track record has told you he's falling short. Like, some players just have that it. You can't describe it. You can't put your finger on it. He's got all the talent around him, doesn't he? Right? Haven't we seen this? They've gone above and beyond to put talent around him, and yet in those moments, something always goes wrong. So who is that on? Is it on the coach? No, it can't be on the coach. Let's keep McCarthy. Let's keep the failing situation that's down there. It's got to be on, I don't know, the osmosis or the charged particles in the air. I don't know what the hell it is. It's nobody's fault in Dallas. Am I right?
Nobody.
Something else was coming. Right?
Whose fault is it?
Yeah, Jerry Jones isn't playing.
But
Tiki, who's going to be
that guy?
But who's going to be the best option next year? Now you can say Daniel Jones, but we're living in a world.
To me, it's Daniel Jones until he proves it's not.
Okay, but look, can we just do a hypothetical? Let's pretend Daniel Jones proves it's not this year. Okay,
by health, he can't stay healthy.
Right.
That's a simple answer. Go ahead.
He gets hurt
again.
Because
when he's healthy, he's actually a good quarterback.
Fine.
Okay, but he gets
hurt again.
Misses a few weeks again. Right. And remember, this is the year after this year with the out on the contract that Shane put in. So if they don't do it at the end of this year, they're going to play it out for the other 2 years.
So I'm digging deep into Quinn Ewers. I'm digging deep into Shedeur Sanders. I'm digging deep into the kid from Arkansas.
But they win just enough.
I haven't seen him play.
Burns and Thibodeau getting after it. They win 7 games. They win 8 games. They're not in the top 5 where inevitably the top running quarterbacks. You're in no man's land again. And you can either pay the money for Dak Prescott or trade 2 first-round picks to get to the top of the board on Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders. What are you doing?
I'm going Aaron Rodgers route.
Yeah, but by the way, I get where you're coming
I'm
from.
I'm going the elite free agent quarterback.
That's going to be Dak.
It's not going to be Dak.
Who else is it going to be?
I do not know, but it is not going to be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is unbelievable breaking news about Robert Saleh. I have just been handed a note. It's a first-person account that one of my friend's sons was on a plane from Florida, where Robert Saleh was, and his son, a young child, has just barfed all over Robert Saleh sneakers. That is breaking news.
What?
That is, I just got this over the wire. My friend's son had a stomach ache. He was on an airplane leaving Orlando, Florida, where Robert Saleh was.
What?
And he barfed on Saleh's shoes. But I've got great news just to prove to you, I am not a hater. Okay, I'm just giving you the news. Robert Saleh, quote, couldn't have been cooler.
Now what?
The now what is get me a towel. His response to the son and to the father, don't worry. It's all good, buddy. I have 7 kids and I've been puked on plenty.
Oh.
That's an actual quote from Robert, I know I've been very hard on you, coach. I may have called you ballsless yesterday, but I got to hand it to you. You are a man's man. It happens, dude. The kid had a stomach ache.
Right.
He let it go. He didn't mean to get it on your shoes. I have great respect for Robert Saleh, the human being.
You know what, Evan? This might be a great thing for you and Jet fans. You know what they say when a bird poops on you? That's great luck. Maybe this kid barfing on the shoes is the luck the Jets needed.
That's what I'm going to tell myself now.
Did Coach tell him the best kids parent themselves?
Well, you got to turn this into a shot at Robert Saleh.
You know what?
Why are you hating on Rob?
I am going to take a shot at the Jets, though, briefly. This story, I'm assuming, is accurate. I don't know why you're
putting Robert Saleh over for handling this uncomfortable situation in a classy way.
This is not on Coach. Coach did a great job. Here's my issue.
Oh, here we go.
The NFL's owners' meetings are in Orlando, which, if any airport in America, we all know Disney, the whole deal. Can we get Air Woody to fly Robert Saleh back?
Maybe,
I mean, maybe I understand.
Maybe he stayed. Maybe Woody stayed.
Maybe.
He lives in Florida.
Dude, the bottom line is this.
By the way, that's why he didn't.
All these other
Woody
cities,
stayed in Florida.
Man.
Makes sense.
Woody stayed in Florida.
Can you get your coach back up here?
I mean.
He's got to fly with kids coming back from theme parks.
No, I'll tell you the rules. If I was an owner,
stay humble. Fly commercial.
It's not even that. My rule is you need to have a season above 500 before you get my fly of a jet. That's my rule. If I owned a team, that's my rule.
I'm surprised Coach didn't drive back like you like to do.
That would have been even badass. I give Coach credit because I have kids. I understand how difficult it is to fly with them. If a random child barfed all over me, I wouldn't scream and yell by any stretch, but I don't know if I would have been as cool as Robert Saleh by saying, hey, it's all good, buddy. I have 7 kids that get puked on plenty. Mm-hmm. That's a great job by him.
Yeah.
Would you have handled it that way, T?
Of course, because I have 6 kids. I've been puked on plenty.
The real question is, how would Loogie have handled it with no kids?
Well, I've had random girls barf all over me, so I think I'd be good in that situation.